All right, I'm done. I'm done with election stuff. I'm done. I'm not going back over it. I've done it before. I've covered it, and I'm finished. I'm done. So no. I mean, seriously, if history, we are now in the world in history, we're ahead, and so I'm fine. Then I'm going to live farther ahead in the future. If we're going to be at this place where things are going to be weird, I'm not going to sit and get all bent out of shape about it. So as I'm doing that, I'm focusing on the gym. Now, something, I had a very fascinating encounter in the gym today. Well, two of them, actually. I'm going to tell you there's one I'm more excited about first. As a child, from about the age of 4 to 17, I was a local actor. I would act in school and in church and in various venues. I think I was 10 years old. I was a model in the local newspaper for clothing or something. And a friend wanted me to do something. I'm over here in Taiwan. As you may know, I'm pursuing an acting career in Asia because I'm a minority. So they want people that have my face and they can speak their language. And so that makes me a little bit special. So I'm over here, trying my best, looking at how all this works, looking at acting, promoting an acting portfolio, image, whatever, you know, being nice to people. And one of the interesting things, if this is off topic, a number of the people I get along with well, we're at a meetup, we're talking on the street, you meet someone at the skate park. The people I get along with well are usually accomplished at something. They're good at what they do, and they have a positive social media following. Like, they follow 500 friends, but they've got 1,000 followers on Instagram because they're good at what they do. Those are the, for whatever reason, we meet on the street. I don't know their skills. They don't know mine. And we just hit it off and get along right away. And I don't know what to explain. I don't know what to make of it other than these are people that are accomplished and they're in the pursuit of chasing awesomeness. And they've got some fruit on the tree to show it. They've got respect from the local community to validate that they're pursuing awesomeness. Okay. So I guess people in pursuit of awesomeness, just, they get along, I guess. I don't know. It's very, very fascinating. So anyhow, I, at the gym 6 months ago, I was outgoing, stepped out of my comfort zone. That's very important. And made friends with one of the other gym members that would show up from time to time. And we connected on social media once. That was the last day we saw each other. He went off to college. Well, he's back on the winter break thingy that they do in February. They don't do winter break around Christmas and New Year's. They do winter break in February. So he's back on winter break. And we meet up and start talking today. He's focused on filmmaking. He wants to be a movie director. And so we had some very interesting conversations about that. I told him I would love to be an actor and work with you. And he had some film director philosophy. He you know, hashed through a little bit. One of the things I told him, I said, the storyboards, don't hire someone else to do that. I said, Peter Jackson would just whip out a paper and draw a story. You know what? Storyboard. No, when a director makes a movie, before they start filming, they're supposed to have like this really badly done comic book cartoon of what the movie is going to look like. It just shows you what the different scenes are sort of going to be like so that everybody can understand what the director's thinking. Well, Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, the King Kong redo, Peter Jackson would whip out a storyboard for everybody on the set, right in front of everybody watching. You're like, wow. And then he would film it exactly that way. So this guy said, well, I'm in acting school or, you know, director school, and they're telling me that I'm supposed to hire someone to do that. I said, well, the problem is if you're trying to tell someone else what to draw, they're not going to know how to draw it. And they're also going to insert their own ideas. And it also takes more time. Draw it yourself. It's just a picture. Save time. It's more accurate. You can get more work done. He's like, yeah. Why not? I said, but when it comes to making the actual story, you really need to work with an author, a story writer. Because I, you know, my opinion here on this. I don't think that a director should take his idea to someone else to draw it on paper. But the director work of making a movie, I've never done it. Well, no, I actually have done some directing work with small projects on YouTube. But the work of directing a project is so intense. There's so much there that you don't have enough brain power left. No matter how experienced you are, no matter how much time you've put in practicing other things, no matter how easy it is for you to do directing, you don't have the brain power to also do the loaded job of writing a story. You might be able to get away with it as a writer director on some level for a simple story, but you want someone else there making the story awesome, or at least giving the actors a lot of license to add to the story and help it build. You don't want to be the only person with any story ideas and be the only director. It's too much work. It's like a computer needs a CPU and a GPU. You need more than one computer part doing the thinking of the computer's job. So it's just a thought that I had. I'll tell you what, you know, I've done stuff with Lahi over here on YouTube. And if I'm making a video with him, the video turns out better. If I'm making a video without him, it turns out worse. The problem isn't that I need to stop not working with him. The problem is we need to get our scheduling worked out so that I can actually, you know, get with the guy and get stuff done. I made this awesome friend a long time ago just because I was being outgoing. And here I am. Only 1 month ago did I finally get the ball rolling on this actor profile that I'm putting forth in Taiwan. And, you know, he said he'd love to work with me. I said, I can't charge you money because I'm small potatoes and you're small potatoes. You shouldn't have money to give me. So I said, you know, we work together and we grow up and build stuff together. So I did acting a long time ago and I want to get back into it. I'll go back to stuff that I say a lot. I'm always learning. And because I'm always learning this and that and something else, and I'm always focused on improving something, asking what I can do to be better to solve the problems of the day. As I'm always doing that, there just are more opportunities there in front of me. No, I'm not in the JOB rat race. I always want to make sure that I've got something that I can focus on and look forward to that adds value to other people. And anyhow, you know, today, I saw some very interesting, important steps toward that take place. Notwithstanding the fact that, as I said yesterday, I am very focused on what I can do to move forward. What can I do? Be grateful. I have a positive attitude, like thankfulness. What can I do to be better? And what can I be thankful for? And that's the attitude I'm carrying with myself as much as I possibly can. And I'll tell you, it takes some time, but I'm watching it go places. See you tomorrow.